Welcome to the Life and Ball Podcast. We give your game life. It's Wednesday morning, and I am sad still. I told all my Sparty friends, because before they could get to me, I said, I'm so sad, and they loved every minute of it. I had to get it out of the way before they rubbed it in my face with the beatdown that Illinois gave my Michigan Wolverines last evening, 76-53, and the Illini guard play was just fantastic, and they were without their best player, AO, and I'm not going to say his last name because I don't want to mess it up, but he was out, potential player of the year winner, and it did not matter. Illinois was just great last night. They pretty much, from the second half of the first half, the last 10 minutes of that first half, or maybe even a little more, they just took control. Curbelo, their guard from Puerto Rico, was just so good in the first half. Really led the way. I think he had 9 of their first 11. He finishes with 17, and then Trent Frazier, the veteran, just completely took over. He scores 22. So 39 between those two. Michigan only scores 53 as a team. So that kind of gives you the story there. That was guard play. I mean, Kofi Coburn was a man inside. He was a lot to handle. I think it was Hunter Dickinson's had this happen probably twice this year. Both losses, really, were the big for Minnesota, outplayed him, and then Coburn was the veteran and probably outplayed Hunter this game. I thought Hunter did really well, though, and he does such a good job on man-to-man single coverage inside. But Illinois, I think, won it on the perimeter, and they denied wing entry. They did all the things that I probably wanted to see as a basketball guy, what Michigan could do against fast athletic teams, because as good as they have been all year, and they have been, they've been fantastic. This isn't a rip Michigan show today after that loss. This is just a wake-up call. That's the common theme that everyone is saying, is this could be a wake-up call, right? It is a wake-up call, but if there's some things you need to look at and be a little concerned about, if you're on the Michigan end, and I know the coaches will figure this out, but I'll talk about them because, you know, with my experience playing, I know that this could be an issue. One of the things that I wanted to see this team do is play well against pressure against athletic fast guards. They did not do well with it last night. They played too fast. They took shots that were rushed, and they didn't combat that pressure with the type of stuff that John Beilein did so well, and that's patient offense. So, you know, look, Juwan Howard mentioned that. He's a great coach. They got a great staff. They'll figure it out, and they'll, his exact words in the presser were, it's going to be a horror film, and it will. I mean, everything they'll see is say, wow, we just were sped up. We didn't look good, and we rushed shots, and we had good looks, and we rushed the good looks. So, just a bad offensive game, but the biggest thing is, as Jalen says it all the time, you can't let bad offense affect your defense. And that was the one game against a really good team. They just got exposed in a lot of areas. So we'll go over those things today. Nothing to worry fully, but something to take into consideration moving on to the tournament. Illinois was ready. I mean, they came out. They had a point to prove. Their coaching staff has said a lot. And their head coach said a lot about, you know, we fit in our games. It was almost a silent knock on Michigan, but it was loud and clear. We fit in the games that we had canceled. Where were you guys at? So, look, it's a winning percentage deal. Michigan's got to win one more, and they win the conference. Or if Illinois loses one, they're going to win the conference. But rightfully so, this conference championship will be decided by the state of Michigan, because Michigan State has a great opportunity, and they'll love it if they can ruin Michigan's season. So here we go. Two games, back-to-back battles against your in-state rival, and you got to win one of them at least. So Michigan has everything in front of them. They can win this conference, and you can beat your rival to do it. I'm thinking of revenge because a couple years ago, we were here. Obviously, different story because Michigan State was playing for a conference championship as well, and they end up beating Michigan three times in that 2018 season, where Cassius Winston was just magnificent. And I mean, it's one of those deals where, look, Michigan State has everything that they would want. They could spoil Michigan's season. They can continue to build on what they're doing, winning four out of their last five and getting into the NCAA tournament. So a lot to cover today, and we will on Trouble with the Snap podcast with Tyler Hayward, and Anthony Iani is going to join us and all. They're going to give me the business today. I'm not looking forward to that. But look, let's talk about a couple of things. Number one, Michigan's had such a good season. I mean, these guys coming into the year, I'll be honest with you guys, I just did not think this team would be that great this year. I mean, I thought they would be good. I thought that they could do a couple things and improve. But bottom line, I just didn't think coming into the year they would be an outstanding team. I just didn't. I didn't think they would be awesome team. I just didn't see it. There was nothing in my mind that said, oh yeah, this team is going to be great. They're going to win this conference. I mean, I thought they'd be middle of the road this year. I said that preseason. I thought middle of the road was fair. And rightfully so. I mean, you lose two starters that were around for a while in John Teske and Xavier Simpson. Xavier Simpson was a leader of this team. You didn't know who the point guard was going to be. They get Mike Smith, who was outstanding at Columbia, over 1,600 points. So there was reason for optimism. But you just didn't know, right? You didn't know how it would translate to Big Ten basketball in this season. They get Shondre Brown, who's been fantastic off the bench. He's hit shots. We didn't know. He was a starter at Wake Forest, great player, but we didn't think he would maybe come in and be this good and be this, you know, much of a help. Franz Wagner, Livers, Brooks, you knew what you were going to get with those guys. Really solid players. Livers could take over at times. Wagner was a little inconsistent his first year, but had some great moments. So, look, there's just a lot of questions, and I think they have exceeded expectations. I mean, I really do. And I think that there's a reason why, if you're a Michigan fan, you should say, look, this has just been a great year. Let's just see what happens. But there's going to be a time, and last night was that time, where those are the games that worry you. Okay, that's a really, really athletic, fast team. They have guard play and post presence. What will we do against that? And that was an eye-opening experience for Michigan players, coaches, and fans, where that can happen if we don't play to our capability. And honestly, I think if Michigan played really, really well last night, it would have been a dogfight. I mean, Illinois is just a very good team. They're a number one seed. They're a team that could definitely make the Final Four. I think it's a team that will make the Final Four. And it's not surprising last night what happened. I think it's just more surprising because of how good Michigan has been. That was the big thing. But if you look at it fully, that's just a good team, a conference championship level team, a Final Four level team. And if you don't play well, you'll get exposed. I mean, that's just how it goes. I mean, I think there's a handful of teams in college basketball that can do that to Michigan. I think those teams are your Baylors, your Gonzaga, your Illinois, and a couple other athletic teams could do that to you. So you got to get over it. You got to move on. But you got to be honest. And if you're the Michigan players mainly, you look in the mirror and say, I can't be that type of player. I have to handle pressure better. I have to stay in a stance and be more solid defensively. I can't let guys just get to where they want to go. I have to stop the drive. I have to contest better. I mean, Trent Frazier was just, I mean, he left Shondre Brown. And look, Shondre Brown's a great defender. He can guard multiple positions, but he's still looking for his ankles right now on that left-to-right crossover that Trent Frazier had. And, you know, Curbelo, who I had a shout-out with him earlier in the year because he was doing some of the tennis ball drills that Steph Curry does and that I do a lot with my players. And I love these guys that always seem to want to talk bad about skills training. And he was warming up the way a lot of my players do. And he handles the ball well. He can make plays. He can hit shots. And he knows how to train, obviously. But Illinois, big win for them last night. They had a point to prove, and they proved it. But Michigan, you got a chance to win the conference with a winning percentage, and it's one game against your rival. And I'll tell you something. If I'm a Michigan person, this is exactly what I want, to win the conference by beating your rival. I mean, it's just, there's no better situation, no more exciting situation if you're on the Michigan Wolverine side. But guess what? The Spartans love this too. I mean, they get a great chance to really ruin a big part of your season. If they can sweep and win those two games one at a time, I mean, wow, what a great opportunity for Michigan State. Obviously, the Spartans last night, I had a hard time watching that Indiana game with them. I mean, that was a brutal game to watch. But Michigan State finds a way to win. And look, they just do this. They find a way to gut out wins. And it's just not a good basketball team this year. Michigan State, I don't know what happened. I mean, there's a handful of things that kind of have made it this way for them. But when you lose Cassius Winston, a leader, a guy you depended on so much for 2 years to really just run the show and take games over and win games for you, and then you lose such a good player like Xavier Tillman, you know, it's hard to replace that. And I think Michigan State found out the hard way this year where they didn't have a point guard that could step up. I mean, Mark Rocket Watts, a lot of people were high on him, and he's had kind of an interesting year, right? He just hasn't played great. He's had some good moments, but he's not super comfortable at the point guard position. A.J. Hogard, who is a freshman, is just not ready to step up and lead yet and take control of that team. And Foster Lawyer, who has a lot of experience, just doesn't make enough plays. Foster Lawyer's hurt, so he's out. They just really have a hard time at that point guard spot. And then inside, it's the five position by committee. I mean, Bingham, Marbles, Sissoko, Kithier, you just flip a coin, which one's going to play better? You know, I mean, that's where they are. So it's just an inconsistent basketball team this year. But a team with Aaron Henry, Joshua Langford, Gabe Brown, they're athletic still. When they defend really well, they're still good. They're still a team you got to worry about. And if I'm Michigan State and I watch that film with the Illinois game, I'm saying, well, we got to deny wing entry like that. We got to make everything tough for them, and hopefully we speed them up, and then we can rebound and run and do kind of the same thing that Illinois did. I mean, that's what Michigan State's going to try to do, and that worries me. That does worry me. But as far as, you know, team versus team this year, Michigan's a better basketball team. They just got to go out there and execute, not turn the ball over, hit shots, and then really shut Michigan State down. An offensive lacking team this year, let's just be honest. They don't have a ton of guys that are capable of making plays for themselves or others. I mean, Aaron Henry's the guy that can really get it done for them. And he's starting to find his footing because he's had an up and down year too. Believe it or not, Aaron Henry's had some moments where, look, I got all these group messages with Spartan fans, and Aaron Henry's the topic almost every night. And he's had moments where he just hasn't been that great. But the last five games, four of the last five especially, they've won. He's been the guy. I mean, he's played really well. So they're going to have to contain him, Michigan, that is. They're going to have to keep him in front of them. They're going to have to keep him off the boards. They're going to have to keep him out of the paint. And if they don't, it's going to be a dogfight. So 7 p.m. Thursday, round one of the Michigan State-Michigan basketball rivalry, with all sorts of implications, NCAA tournament stuff, Big Ten championship stuff. I mean, this is everything that you would want if you're from this state rooting for either team. I mean, there's a lot to play for here. So we'll break it down more on Trouble with the Snap. But look, I mean, I got to shout out Illinois again. They just look so good. I'll rewatch the game and kind of have more things to talk about on TWTS today with Tyler and AI. So, but look, man, big week. Thursday, Sunday, back-to-back battles, Michigan, Michigan State. The big question, and you guys can comment on this when I post this, is Michigan a team that you still have a ton of confidence in that can make a Final Four? I think so, but they're going to have to be really solid against athletic, fast teams that have good guard play and a post presence. And I just think, look, and I say this all the time to people, and I think a lot of people probably get mad at me, because the Big Ten Conference, far and away overall best conference. We get that. Competitive, a lot of things there that make it so good. But there's not a lot of teams in that conference when you look at them and say, oh, they got great speed, athleticism, and guard play, and a post presence. I mean, Iowa is huge, but they're not ultra-athletic. I mean, they're a very, very good team. But Illinois has a little bit of everything. Athleticism, speed, they can pressure, guard play, Kofi Coburn inside with posts off the bench that are big and athletic. That's a Final Four team. And everyone else, I just don't, there's not that balance of all that. I mean, Ohio State, maybe a little bit, but they've struggled because they can't defend. And Michigan State's super athletic and can play fast and aggressive, but they just don't have great skill. So I think it's something to look at. Is we keep saying, oh, all these Big Ten teams are going to be in, they're all so good. But once you get to the tournament and you play against fast, athletic teams, I want to see what the Big Ten does. I mean, I really want them to earn the stripes here. Like, okay, if it's that darn good, you got to go into the tournament. And in the Sweet 16, multiple teams in the Big Ten should be in it. I mean, if it's that good, you should expect that. So I think that'll be something I'll also to talk about today on our other platform, because you don't see it all the time. I mean, you've seen multiple teams in the Big Ten make a little run. You've seen Wisconsin, Michigan State, Michigan, where they're all kind of Sweet 16, Elite Eight. Purdue, what was it, a couple years ago? Purdue had a really good shot where I felt they should have made the Final Four, and they end up losing to Virginia in just a brutal game. But yeah, I want to see the Big Ten have quite a few teams here making a run. I want to see Iowa, Illinois, Michigan, and someone else make the Sweet 16. Four teams that are there, and they're making a little run at it. So we'll see what happens there. But I want your feedback. The number one question is, are you still super confident that Michigan's going to make a run to the Final Four? They've been getting a lot of a lot of press because of their great season. Do you still feel confident that that's a Final Four team? So we'll go over that more today on Trouble with Snap Podcast. So thanks for tuning in. This is just a little prepper. Again, Illinois crushes Michigan. Last night they played great. They had a point to prove. Point was proven. They are legit a number one seed and a team that I think definitely can make the Final Four. So give me your thoughts, feedback, share, like, comment on this post. And thanks again for tuning in. Life of Ball Podcast. We'll talk a little bit more of player development over the weekend. Got some really good news stuff about how fundamentals have to be completely the main focus of your skills training sessions. The simple stuff always works. Pivoting, passing, shooting form. All those things we'll talk about this weekend. Thanks again for tuning in on the Labcast.